Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner and founder of Utilay Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, I'm Lynn Suzak, and welcome to His Ability. We've started this new program based on my life as a disabled person, and we're speaking out to the handicapped community and anyone in a vulnerable situation, such as myself. I'm a quadriplegic, and I'm the owner and the founder of Utilay Home Care Plus, and we're located in Garden City, Michigan. We've been advertising on the Bob Duco Show and even the morning show on WMUZ for some time now. I was interviewed by Bob Duco not long ago and to tell the listeners about my injury and how I became injured and what that was like as a Christian. We've decided to direct our efforts now to a Sunday-only program. You can listen to this program every Sunday at 2 o'clock starting today, and to hear more about our company, and we'll talk about some of the extraordinary things God has done in my life and in the lives of others with similar challenges, injuries, handicaps, and what God has done for us. I hope to inspire listeners and even give them some laughs. You'll always have something interesting to hear about, so tune in every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear what we're talking about. I'd like to tell you first about the name Utilay Home Care Plus and what that means. We've got a lot of questions about that name. It's a Spanish phrase meaning help someone. It's pronounced Utilay, and ayuda means help, and lay is a pronoun referring to him, her, or you. If you ever heard of Speedy Gonzalez say, andale, andale, it means, it meant run yourself. And anda was walk or run, and lay means, again, you or him or her. So it's similar to that phrase, and maybe that answers that question that everybody keeps asking, but it's definitely been drawing some attention to our company, and that was what it was meant to do. So we're happy with that. It may not be exactly perfect Spanish, but so it's very unique, but I know it makes sense to people and they remember it. So I feel it was a blessing that God gave me that idea. And we enjoy the Spanish language. We do speak some Spanish in our company, just enjoying that language, and for no other reason than being unique. So there's that explanation. I'm sorry if you find it difficult to say that we've been approached by that, but you know, my idea behind that is there's a lot of successful companies out there with difficult names to say, so I'm one of them. So just remember, we're helping people by providing in-home care for elderly and injured folks who need help with daily living, like myself. And on that note, I want to tell you a little bit more about our company and where you can find more information about us and our services. First of all, again, we're in Garden City, and you can find us in the Yellow Pages book, theyellowpages.com on the internet. We're in Yellow Book and yellowbook.com. We are on the web, and our website is www.utilayhomecareplus.com. And that's a mouthful, and I'm going to spell it for you. Ayudale, homecareplus.com. We're in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and you'll find us on their website, which is linked to our website. You can email us at homecare@ayudale.net. Again, ayudale.net. You can call us Monday through Friday at 734-261-1220. Or call today and leave a message for Sherry on extension 13, who will call you back with more information about our home care services and make an appointment. Let me tell you why I started this company. It starts with my injury in 1985. I've had a spinal cord injury at the C6 level of the spine, which started my need for in-home care 24/7. I have a lot of experience with problem-solving issues and regarding post-injury. So I coach other people and counsel newly injured people, and it's something I'm happy to do. So basically, it's been my mission to help others through the same experiences that I've had, because I know how difficult it was, and I know what's worked for me, which is having a relationship with God, first of all. Giving my life to God before my injury was the best thing that has happened in my life, and it helped me through the difficulties of having that injury, the difficulties of having in-home care. I mean, everybody knows you'd rather do it yourself, so having the help, even though you need it, is such a difficult thing to deal with. You need the help, but you'd rather do it yourself. So your mixed feelings of, you know, guilt in having to have it and being grateful at the same time for it. Those are issues that I can certainly empathize with and help other people through how to deal with help in the home. So that's my specialty, is coaching the family how to deal with the caregiver and how to help the caregiver deal with the client. So again, I'm going to take you back to 1985, where my accident happened, my injury. It was an automobile accident. I was on my honeymoon. I had just gotten married. We were a Christian couple, and we were going to the Blue Ridge Mountains. Two-lane highway, a truck coming my way, and it was on my side of the road somehow, swerved to miss it, and we came out of control into a tree. This gave me a broken neck, and to my surprise, never even heard of a spinal cord injury before. This is how you become paralyzed, by having a broken neck or a broken back, as some others have. This is how it affected in my particular situation. Everybody seems to have a different type of injury, that nobody's exactly the same. In my case, I was paralyzed from the chest down, and at that point, you know, it was something I didn't know what was happening to me, but you wake up in the hospital, and now your body is no longer communicating with your brain. You cannot tell your body what to do anymore. So it's all new, and you relearn how to function. At that point, you pretty much can't do anything. Feed yourself. I didn't know what was happening, and the doctor was discovering that based on, you know, can you feel this? Can you feel that? And they did their testing, and I was told I probably wouldn't be able to walk again. Now, being a Christian, I was able to, you know, take what the doctors said and not necessarily believe that. And I did just take it one day at a time. Well, I don't know what's going on, but God knows. And where do we go from here? So the therapy and living that way with my husband was a day by day process. I didn't really want to deal with, well, how am I going to do this for the rest of my life? I was just taking it one day at a time. So through the therapy and the learning how to function, I'm not going to say there wasn't crying and there wasn't, you know, confusion and depression. There was, but, you know, humor is a major part of my life, and, you know, a cheerful heart is good medicine. That is definitely something you want to bring into somebody's life that's newly injured. You know, my family would come in and just joke around just like before, and that, you know, to actually taking it minute by minute is what happens first. So I'm also, I have to include that the prayer line, you know, if you are already a Christian, when you're dealing with a new problem like that, a catastrophe, and the prayer support is just so awesome. We had, you know, people back, I was in Virginia at the time, so people back home were, of course, on the phone and praying and praying and praying. And when you're a spirit-filled Christian, you actually hear from God as well as praying your prayer towards heaven. It's coming back towards you too. We were hearing words from the Lord about healing. Now, you know, that was encouraging, but it wasn't happening yet. So we were very encouraged to hear God speaking about healing. And we had visions and dreams and, you know, what's God doing and questions. So those were all a part of recovery and the hope that you need in order to continue with what you have going on now. I still believe that God is going to heal me, and he just seems to be setting up, even now with this new program. I mean, I'm on the radio. I mean, you know, I went from injury to having five children, and my life has been an up and down roller coaster, but a roller coaster of success and victory, even though, you know, there's a lot of frustration and a lot of devastation. It's up and down, and that is life. So I still, just like Joseph in the prison, I feel that is my life. You know, I'm in a prison at the moment, but he's blessing me immensely. I have, I've had five children, and then we've gone through divorce. I went through a divorce for being a single parent for 10 years. And through that, I can tell you story after story about how God has carried me through those times. And I've learned a lot. So we're going to be talking about a lot of that in the next few programs. So that's it for this program, and we are going to hope to hear from our audience. That's going to be, go ahead and email us at life@hisability.com, and you're going to be able to visit us on our website and see some pictures there. Hisability.com is our website. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at 2 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call Eudelay at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.